Ewan Spence, sitting down in the cafe area at Symbian's Smartphone Show. Joining me now from Hanmark out of Kansas City, it's Steve McGuigan. Yes. It is McGuigan, isn't it?
It is McGuigan. He
said
it.
Like the Irish boxer.
Exactly. Oh, you know Barry.
I do, yeah. Well, not personally, okay. No.
Very good.
But there we go. Yes, I look down, Kansas City, MO. What state's MO?
Missouri.
I'm never giving you money. So Hanmark, obviously well known in American circles. You've done a lot of work on Windows Mobile and on Palm. Started to make a little bit of inroads into Symbian over the last year, but you're here showing off soon to be launched Pocket Express.
Yes, we are. We've truly believe in the future of Symbian here, especially here in the UK.
Does that mean you're never doing any more Windows Mobile at all?
I'm not going to say that. Of course not. You know, as you said earlier, we do support Palm and Windows Mobile and BlackBerry. We've been around for about 8 years or so. We started out in the early PDA space, and about 4 or 5 years ago, we decided that it was time to make the transition to wireless. Right, we're starting to see more of these converged devices arriving in the market, and it was about it was earlier this year in February where we announced featured spots within some Nokia E and N series devices. And for Pocket Express, where we are going to be including Pocket Express on the downloads folder of some of these devices.
You know, this is the Java version of Pocket Express.
This is the Java version of Pocket Express. It's sort of it's an early release. It's not quite as feature rich as the Symbian version that we have announced today. Now, the version we announced today is going to be available by the end of the year. It's native Series 60, third edition. And it's really targeted at the UK market, where we have UK BBC News, right? We've got, it's global news from the BBC. We've got that. We've got football scores and Formula One scores. We've got weather locations from anywhere around the world. Cinema listings, you know, here for the UK as well.
Okay, so Pocket Express, just go back a step. It's kind of like a news aggregator, but with a very, very simple boxy interface. And I say boxy because you know, most Web 2.0 applications have nice rounded corners and shading and everything. But it's a way to navigate through the news, current events, and so on. But it's not RSS. It's custom content deals, so it's well formatted for the device, I understand.
That is exactly right. So when we came up with Pocket Express 4 or 5 years ago, the idea was, let's create a client-based server, you know, a client-server application that really takes advantage of the device's capabilities, the input methods, whether it's a touchscreen versus, you know, a T9 or a QWERTY keyboard or a five-way navigation. Is the screen landscape or portrait? Is it high-speed network or a low-speed network? Whatever the case may be, let's make sure it's the best experience possible for this content. So you say it's a boxy interface. We like to call it a tiled interface, right? So there's 9 tiles on the screen. When you first register and download Pocket Express onto your device, we ask for your postal code. And with that, we can take some assumptions that you probably care about the football club near your postal code. You probably care about the weather forecast nearby or the cinemas nearby, right? So we have this personalized aggregation of services for you.
Now, I travel a lot. Can I put in a different postcode when I'm traveling?
Absolutely. If you look at my version here, I've got London, Paris, San Francisco.
You can stack up postcodes then, as it were.
You can put in as many cities as you want to track for weather. Yeah. You can track as many movie theaters as you want in different locations around the UK. It's all there available. So you can continue to personalize it further than the initial customization that you do. Not only do we have these content services that does news, weather, sports, stocks, maps, movies, and directions, but we also have a new service called Mobile Cierge. And what Mobile Cierge is, it's a 24/7 live personal assistant. So whatever you need help with doing, they will help you do. It can be very easy things like, I need to rebook a flight for to get out tomorrow morning, or if I need dinner reservations this evening. But we also do some very complex things. I've had some great success stories. I had one chap who... this is not a romantic in any way. He wanted to propose to his girlfriend. He didn't know what to do. So he called Mobile Cierge up and said, help me propose to my girlfriend. And they go, great, we're going to get a jazz quartet, put them in a park. You walk down at 2 p.m. and get down on your knee and they'll start playing Some Kind of Wonderful. And in the meantime, we'll have a photographer in the bushes taking pictures of this whole thing so it can be captured forever. You know, so it's a very nice romantic thing. They did all this for him.
I'm guessing that's not a free service.
It is actually included in our elite service. So we actually have 3 levels of service in Pocket Express. There is a free version, and that is free news, sports, weather, and flight schedules.
So basically sort of immediate stuff that the majority of people would want on the device.
Exactly. It's to give everybody a taste of, you know, some of the services that are available. The free flight schedules are provided by OAG, you know, the official airline guys. They've been a UK company for decades in the business. There's other products in the space that charge upwards of, you know, 70 US a year. And we're giving that aspect away. And then for the elite edition, it's £7 per month or £70 per year. And you get the flight status. You get the stock quotes, you get the cinema listings, you get the maps and the directions, and the mobile Sierra service. Now, for those that are a little more price conscious, we have a version that's £4 per month, or £40 a year, that doesn't include the mobile Sierra service.
Yeah, so no getting jazz players at 4 o'clock in the morning then.
Exactly, exactly. So.
Now, you said that it's coming out at the end of the year,
yes.
But that's for Series 60. Plans to do in things like UIQ as well?
We actually do support some of the UIQ devices, like the Zenny.
I'm guessing that the Java client hits
in that
as well.
Java client, yeah. Exactly. We're evaluating UIQ. We're doing some porting work on it right now. We're not ready to announce anything yet to do it natively, but we're definitely taking it very seriously.
Mm-hmm. So what does Handmark do after this then? I mean, is this just an... Is Pocket Express used to just simply explore the Symbian space, or have you got a roadmap of the applications that were popular in the other platforms to come over? How are you looking into 2008 then for the Symbian?
Well, Pocket Express is our flagship product, right? It's such an aggregation of so many great services. Plus, it has our store on it where customers can then buy third-party applications and such. So any Symbian developer out there that wants to sell their applications, we are a distribution mechanism for them. This is our first inroads into the Symbian space, no doubt about it. Our history dictates that we've had a lot of well-known branded titles. So we have Via Michelin, the Michelin Guide here in Europe. Right now, that is a Java-based product, but we could potentially see that in native Symbian in the future. I'm not announcing anything to that effect, but this is really our first step into the Symbian space.
You've got a lot of blocks that could go into play.
Potentially, yes.
Okay, well, Steve, where can people download the software and get more information?
We have this preview version that's Java only. It's a subset of the features. That's available at pocketexpress.eu. And then once the Symbian version comes out later at the end of the year, there will be an upgrade path from that Java client to the Symbian version.
Steve, again, thanks very much for your time. Look forward to that. It's also www.handmark.com. We've got some global overview of the company as well. But for now, thanks very much for your time, Steve.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2007.